Welcome to Nutty Bites Dog Days of Podcasting episode... Wait, four?
Yeah,
four. It's only 4 days in. I'm already losing track. Hello, Mixed Nutcases. And yes, I am here to report that the party was fantastic. People showed up. They ate my food, thankfully. The ribs went over swimmingly. The wings got a little bit ignored, but were an extra delight to have when we were playing Bang later on in the evening and everybody got hungry again. We had people coming from, they started coming in around 3 and they ended up leaving around 2:30 in the morning. So yeah, we had people all day. The Nerf war started at about 4 and continued on until about 9 as it got dark. So yeah, that happened. That was pretty cool. So yay, party was great. Everything was awesome. And I am very happy about that. Funny thing, as my husband's cooking the 4 racks of ribs for all of our friends, he marinated them for 24 hours beforehand, sending photos to a friend of ours in the podcasting world, Jason Banks of the Talk Nerdy to Me podcast. Hey, Jason. And so back and forth with the pictures, getting a little bit of advice, you know, things like that. And it just reminded me how much I like social media and how much social media has enabled me to keep touch with a lot of my friends. And I have a lot of friends. I mean, a lot of friends. And it sounds a little weird for me to say that, considering I grew up with no friends, like none, absolutely none. And now I have so many friends that it's hard to keep in touch with everyone. But I also have friends all over the world. I have friends in America, in Canada, in Europe, in Australia, in South America, you name it. I've got a friend somewhere. And I love that. And it's fantastic. And there are some friends that I've never even met in person, but I would welcome them into my house because I just know them that well. I have friends that I never met. And I feel like they have been in my house, that they've been my friends my whole life. And some of them, I mean, I've had friends. Oh, boy. One group of friends I've had for, I don't know, 15, 20 years. And some of them I've never met. And it doesn't matter. They're there. They're my friends. And thanks to things like Facebook and Twitter. Okay, Google Plus doesn't really help out so much except for the odd Google Hangout. But things like that, I've been able to keep in touch with these people. Before that, it was LiveJournal. And before that, it was chat rooms, which is where I met my husband. So yeah, the old, back in my day, social media was chat rooms. And you didn't have these fancy Facebooks and there weren't colors or pictures. You just talked in text and that was it. Was that enough for you? Anyway. So I love it. I love that I have this constant contact with people. I love that there are people that I don't have to see them all the time for them to be in my heart and for me to know that I am in their heart. And that is amazing to me. That has also made living in a different country than I grew up in and living far away from my family possible. If I didn't have Facebook and I couldn't see pictures of my nieces and nephews and what my brothers and sisters are up to, living so far away from them would be a lot harder. I actually get a little bit annoyed at the people who aren't on social media. I understand people don't want to go on Facebook. I understand there's a lot of, you know, qualms about these different organizations and the information that they keep and the practices that they have. I get that, but it's a bit annoying to me because I don't have any other form of communication. I pay $30 a month so that I have a New York area code so that people from the States can call me and not have to pay exorbitant prices. Almost nobody calls me. They'll Facebook me. And those who aren't on Facebook don't call me either. And remembering to call people is, we just don't do that as a people anymore, you know? Like, how often do you use your minutes on your cell phone? Very rarely, right? Like, everybody texts, or they use Facebook, or they use Twitter. We do, I'll talk about this tomorrow, Op Chicken Wing, and it wouldn't be possible without Twitter, because if I had to call people and make arrangements for a weekly get together, and I had to deal with that constant rejection of somebody telling me over the phone that they couldn't make it this week, I would end up not calling them. I and it would fall through. And that's what used to happen. But for me, the social media has made my physical interaction with people more possible. And the people that I can't have physical interaction with, it keeps that bond there. So that's basically what this episode's about, is how much I love social media. And I know that people are always talking about, oh, people need to get off their phones and they need to get off Facebook and they need to get away from it all. And you know what I say? I say, screw you. No, I like my social media, because without it, I would be very sad and I would be very lonely. Because even though I have a lot of friends where I live right now, this is going to be the fourth time I'm moving to a community where I don't know anybody. And I have friends all over the world, so I don't have to worry about knowing people. And it gives me the confidence to go out there and make some real friends face to face. And look what I've done. I've gone over my 5-minute mark again. So now you can listen to a promo about another awesome podcast, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.
Hi, I'm professional toilet bowl stress tester, Chris Cowan.
Hi, I'm retired haberdasher, Nate Henderson.
And I'm Chris Quant, starting center for the New York Knicks.
And we want to tell you about our awesome show, Pop Mockers.
Each week on Pop Mockers, we get together and mock pop culture trends, social network faux pas, and, well, each other.
If you enjoy laughing, then you will enjoy Pop Mockers.
If you don't enjoy laughing... What the blast is wrong with you? Seriously, like with all the wonderful things in life to celebrate, with all the scientific evidence promoting the health benefits of laughter, what is wrong with you your soul is so dark?
Calm down, buddy.
Right. Anyway, if you want some weekly funny in your ears, check us out at popmockers.com.
If you don't like to laugh, you're a jerk. Pure and simple, you're a jerk.
That's hard.
Popmockers.com.
Nevi Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios. You can find us at nimlas.org/blog. Contact feedback at nuttybites@nimlas.org. Call our voicemail line at 347-NUTTY-42 or 347-688-8942. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Basically, you can share it, you can send it around to your friends, just don't change it, don't sell it, don't try to make any money off of it, and link back to me, my site, and everything.